Well, Dan, good morning. How do you describe a game like that?
It's a W. Take it.
You guys just find ways to win, it feels like, every single week. And it's not the same way every single week.
No, it's not. And it doesn't matter how it goes. I mean, that is the nature of this league and the opponents that you face and where you're at. There are no two wins are alike. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, is finding a way to win. And, you know, as long as you, you know, that's really part of your bedrock, is overcoming, and no matter what, you're never out of it, and let's just find a way to get it right. And we do that. We have that. That is part of us, and that's the most important ingredient in any winning team.
You know, you have some halves where, I mean, you go into halftime, you're up, maybe things have gone well, maybe things haven't gone well, but to continually shoot yourself in the foot, what was the conversation? How do you handle a halftime like that? Because defense came out with their hair on fire.
Yeah, look, I thought our defense played pretty good. You know, there was a couple of things early. I mean, we had them, you know, that first drive after a sudden change defensively, we had them in a 3rd and 18. You know, they were already in field goal range. And, man, we should have gotten off the field. And you know, we make a little error there. So a couple of these popped up. But you take that play away, you take another play away. For the most part, we played pretty dang good defensively. So we knew it was just, man, we were close to playing pretty clean. And then offensively, they just, you know, they came out we never really matched that, the intensity of that defense early. You know, we couldn't find a rhythm. And then, look, the turnovers hurt. But here's the thing. The first turnover, Goff's throwing a hot, and Petrie makes a hell of a play. Ball gets batted, they get a pick, right? And so now your defense is in a tough spot. You know, the next pick that you have is, you know, throwing to Laporta. It's a good throw, man. It's a timing throw. We just don't quite make the play. The guy makes a hell of a play on it. It was literally one of those days where, man, it just wasn't – you just felt like the energy was favoring them for that day for a while. But I also knew we would get out of it. It's just a matter of when. You know, you got to fight your way out of that. Things aren't going your way. And we were able to do that.
They showed you coming out of halftime, and your face looked red. Were you emotional? Were you fired up? Like, the tone of that halftime, how did you get those guys ready to play the second half?
Well, look, I think we just talked about what we can do better, you know. I thought the coaches hit them well. There's a couple of things that we made a couple of adjustments, but also I just wanted to see us come out and you know, switch the intensity a little bit, you know, particularly offensively. Let's take it to them a little bit. And that was really the gist of it. It's just, you know, clean a couple of things up. Nobody was frazzled. You know, nobody was, you know, there's always going to be a little frustration with those things. But yet, man, that didn't put us in a bad way. We handle adversity pretty well here. So we knew we would get out of it. It's a matter of time. And so let's worry about the next play in front of us and, you know, give that play your full attention and give it your full effort. And then let's see where this thing goes.
Kickers can be a different bunch. And I've talked about my experience with them. I'm sure you've had some unique experiences with them. But Jake Bates, as a rookie, the Minnesota kick, these kicks in this game, I mean, he has had some big moments for you guys. How do you help, or how does Dave Phipp help him approach the game and moments like that?
Well, I think we try to put him in some of these pressure situations. You know, I kind of mentioned this a couple of days ago. I mean, we did this Thursday. We really put him in the game situation, the whole team around him, and it's for the win. And he nailed it, and it was a kick longer than the one he just nailed, both of those kicks he made the other day in the game, you know. So I think that's important. You know, I try to apply a little pressure, and I have really since training camp, you know, just in my own way, stuff that I know would probably irritate him, you know. And just to make him not worry, but, you know, don't worry about it. Block everything out. Do what you do. And he's good about that. I mean, he really is. He's pretty good about just, you know, he gets away from everybody, and he can kind of get in his own head in a good way and shut everything else out. And I do feel like there's something to him. You know, when man, you put him in a competitive setting, and he's pretty good about that, and he just continues to get better and better. And he's a creature of habit. Phipps done a great job with just, hey, man, trust your leg. Trust this ball's not going to move much because you got such a powerful leg. And, it, you know, talking about like Green Bay last week in the elements, man, you kick it the same way. And if you don't make it, that's on us, not him, you know, because we're asking him to kick it too far in the elements. Well, same thing here, man. Just trust your leg, push it. Don't worry about anything else. And, man, those were two huge kicks for us.
You mentioned Jared Goff's first couple interceptions. The third one, of course, was just a deep ball before the half. But five interceptions is a headline. Level of concern with the way he played coming out of that game?
None. I mean, everybody's going to think we're crazy. You're going to think I'm crazy. You know, anytime you have five interceptions, you're like, oh, I'm telling you, he didn't play a bad game. He played a pretty good game. And, I mean, there's really not one of those. I guess there's maybe one. But he's going where we're telling him to go with the ball. And he's putting it where we're telling him to put it. And then there's a couple of these that get batted. I mean, you know, and it's like, oh, man, it gets batted up. You know, interception here at the line. He's getting ready to throw. It bounces off the D lineman, interception. I mean, man, he's doing exactly what we're asking him to do. So I'm not worried at all. I thought he played pretty good. It's just, dude, that's the nature of this game sometimes, man. The ball doesn't bounce your way, and you just hang in there. Defense, we need a couple of takeaways. Keep giving us the ball back, which our defense did, and we'll work our way out of it.
You're killing the fans by not playing Za'Darius Smith. What went into the decision to not play him, and then also how much are you excited to see him on the field and be a part of this defense moving forward?
Yeah, that's not an easy decision at all. But also, there's a couple of things. Number one, we're going in that game with seven wins. Number two, we're getting Pascal back, which we did. He played well, by the way. Mm-hmm. Number three, this guy has played a lot of football. He's already played a lot of football in the 2024 season, and I just felt like it was right to let's get him acclimated to what we do, how we do things around here, our defensive terminology, and give him a breather, you know, because it is a long season. I mean, we got 11 games left here, and we're going to need him for every one of those. And every time we get a little bit closer to the end, they get more critical. So I just felt like it's the right thing to do. And then, yes, I'm excited to get him going. I think he's going to be an excellent addition for us. I think he brings a complementary piece to our defense in that D-line. And I'm excited to see him play for us.
I think we're all doing the math on 11 games. Lions head coach Dan Campbell joining us this morning. A lot to talk about from that football game. Felt like the run game didn't get going early. Was there when you needed it late? What was the adjustment, and how did you get it going?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I said the run game. You finally got some success in the second half. What was it that finally got the ground game going?
Yeah, let me say this. I thought Ben Johnson did a great job of staying patient with the run. You know, it's not, you get in a game like that, it's not easy to just, you know, you start getting antsy. You know, you need points, and man, I thought that was excellent. And so we leaned on the run game. We leaned on the offensive line. I thought we were much better in some of our combination blocks up front. We blocked it better, and then I just thought David. You know, David and Gibbs really took that game over. You know, they came on, and it was a 1-2 punch. Gibbs almost broke about three of those. Man, I mean, he is an inch away from taking it all the way to the house and really ignited us. And then once that happened, you know, man, our guys really showed up. You know, St. Brown makes big plays because now you're in the play action pass. You know, J-Mo made some big plays. Goff was making big throws. You know, our guys showed up in crunch time. And look, I'll say this again. I don't want to say he ever gets overshadowed, but you know, a game like that, you come out and you know, he made these critical catches at the end. I'm talking about St. Brown, but I mean, Sam played his ass off, and he does every week. And there's so many things that people don't even realize or see. I mean, he blocked from start to finish and mixed it up the whole freaking game. And you could just see when it's time to go. Like, I love Saint because when it's time to, we got to start finding a way to win a game. Things aren't going your way. He doesn't press to the point of making mistakes. He presses in the right manner to help us win. And I just, man, he's, you know, we got a group of guys like him, and our guys will find a way to win over there.
You've talked about the conversations you've had about winning the division, getting into the tournament at the end of the season. You mentioned the 11 games. How much of a conversation or awareness is there about getting the one seed?
No, I mean, our guys know that. That was one of the things I talked about in training camp. And, you know, because you got to work backwards. And I've said it before, you can't just keep saying that the end game is the end game. We all know that. So now what do you got to do? You got to win your division. And preferably you want to be the one. And that's kind of where it goes. And so that whole focus is the division and getting that one seed, you know, because your odds go up. That only helps you. Doesn't mean you can't go all the way. If it's not that, and that's fine. You take it as it comes, but that's what we're shooting for. And ultimately that means you got to play each week, one at a time, and you got to give it your full intention. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
Let you go on this update on Sam Laporta, Taylor Decker, just as you gear up for this week.
Yeah, I mean, Sam's day to day. Nothing's changed since yesterday. Well, you know, he really is questionable. I can't tell you where I would lean right now with him. You know, time will tell. And Decker is questionable. I know he's doing better than he was last week. And, you know, I feel pretty good about him. But there again, he's day to day.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Appreciate some of your time. Thanks, coach.
Okay. Thanks. Take care, guys.
It's 97.1.